rapidly evolving situation here. And for children, especially, it's something that is a big concern for us. For children, we've got huge numbers of children who were already displaced because of fighting over the last few years. They've been living in camps, particularly around the city of Goma. But the recent fighting has led to a massive new wave of displacement. Around 700,000 people have been displaced just in the last 3 months, and roughly half of those are children. So they're having to leave even their temporary homes, moving to new parts of the city, moving else in the country. We've also seen reports of grave violations against children. One of our partners reported a fivefold increase in cases of rape and sexual violence just at the end of January. We've also seen a lot of children separated from their families as well. We've come across about 1,100 children who've been separated, and so we'll need to work with the authorities, with partners, to bring them back to their families. So really a very worrying situation for children. Before we even talk about schools, about 1,200 have just closed over the last few weeks, and we've now got an additional 300,000 children out of school. So extremely difficult for children in this part of the world.
How are you dealing with these extreme conditions and this forever changing, evolving situations for you and your staff?
It's difficult. I mean, we're having to adapt to the evolving situation. Now, currently in Goma, we're working to deliver, as the conflict has moved to other parts of the area. But, just over the weekend, we have a sub-office in Bukavu. That's the second city in this part of the world. And that's changed hands politically. But our staff there are safe. And we're keen to still be here, staying on the ground and delivering. We're working with many committed local partners as well. At the same time, it's very difficult conditions. And many partners here in Goma saw their warehouses looted. So that's a lot of humanitarian supplies taken away, which aren't available for vulnerable families. And our own warehouse itself was looted just over the weekend in Bukavu, along with many other organizations. So that means we don't have those supplies, and it can make it difficult delivering for children and for families in this part of the world.
And since it appears there's no quote-unquote rules of engagement with all these armed groups and parties, what is the security like, especially not just for you, for the children as well?
It varies from place to place. It depends if there's an ongoing conflict in certain communities or if things have moved on. Currently, Goma is reasonably calm. I traveled around the city yesterday. So people are starting to come out of their homes. Businesses are opening. The banks are closed, which makes things very difficult. But, as humanitarian actors, we want to be able to do our work. And there are mechanisms in place to work with the authorities wherever we are. And so there's some coordination there at that level, just so we can deliver. But in other places, it's been very difficult. And we've seen humanitarian workers killed over the last few weeks in different parts of this region. So it can be very difficult. And delivering as well is very challenging. The main airport in Goma, which is used for bringing in supplies, is out of action now. And that's a vital piece of infrastructure for delivering for people in this region.
Since it's reported that the rebels M23 and its allies are in charge of Goma, and they're also in charge of Bukavu, are you in touch with the government at all, or you are just working with the rebels and they're providing security for you? How is that working?
For us, humanitarian work is largely coordinated through a UN agency called OCHA, who coordinate humanitarian affairs. And so everything can be channeled through them to deal with the de facto authorities and those here, just to make sure that we can do our work.